I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. Back on Downtown Friday afternoon. Time for some hockey talk. Our Black Bear Report's always brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. Joined on the telephone line by the voice of the Maine Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on here today on a hockey off day.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Thanksgiving was a whole lot of fun. Ate too much, as always. How was yours?
Good. It was great. Very low-key, which is always good. Had some good food, relaxed, watched a couple movies with the family. It's always kind of fun to be able to sit down and not have to rush around, and it was a good day.
I love Thanksgiving. I've said it before, nothing against the other holidays. They're all fine, but I love Thanksgiving for that very reason. I just find it such a nice, low-key holiday with great food and family, maybe friends. It's awesome.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
And even better when you get the weekend off from doing hockey games, which is a rare thing indeed. Well, let's go back to last week. What a great matchup. Two top 10 teams going head-to-head. The Black Bears came up short in both games, but played pretty well. And I don't know. Now, I don't know if you would agree with this. Certainly, Ben Barr wasn't going to say it, but Bruce Pratt convinced that the officiating was not the best he's seen.
I know I usually am pretty nice to the officials. I know I made one comment during the broadcast, I think it was Friday night, that one of the calls I thought was questionable on David Brazil, who never takes penalties, and then all of a sudden he's got 3-1 game. One of them I was left scratching my head. But, hey, it's kind of the way it goes. The one thing I really liked that this team showed is they were down by three goals in the third, and a lot of teams might just take the rest of the day off and skate around, but they fought back in, and they grinded, and down by three, they made it a one-goal game. So it shows that this team has a lot of grit, and even down to the last 10 seconds, they were very close to tying the game on Saturday. So I like that at no point, even down by three, which they haven't been down a lot this year, they did not give up, and they continue to fight to the last second.
Mm. Well, is this Boston University team the best you've seen this year, John?
Well, BC's pretty good, too, but Boston University, yeah, I think they're a notch better. And as they continue to play, I think we'll see them continue to rise in the polls. They've got so many young players with so much skill and the ability to score goals from all types of angles and situations, and they're a very dangerous team. And it's going to be interesting to see if Maine plays them again in the playoffs, how a rematch will go. But, yeah, they're very, very good. Top of the league, easily top two, top three, but they could be number one.
Well, next week the Black Bears are back home in an unusual schedule, a Friday night game against New Hampshire and then a Sunday game against UConn. Let's talk about the Wildcats on Friday night. How do you size up that one?
Well, obviously, there's a lot that goes on off the ice between these two teams. Border battle. It's already sold out, which will be the fourth sellout in a row.
Wow.
I think there's a handful of tickets left. It's going to be a blueout. All the things are in place for a Friday night, just packed crowd at the Alphonse. Crazy atmosphere. And they played the exhibition game down at Colby. So they've seen each other, and Maine won that 3-2. But that was a close game. UNH right now they're 6-2-1, so 6 wins, 2 losses, 1 tie. So they're off to an awesome start as well, and a team that a lot of people had question marks for, but they're off to a very good start, and they're playing tonight and tomorrow. They take on RIT non-conference in Rochester, New York. So those will be fun non-conference games to watch, as RIT is 20th right now. So if you're looking for some games to check out, those might be good ones to watch this weekend. But they're coming off a weekend where they beat Northeastern 4-2 and then shut them out on Saturday 4-0 in a home-and-home. So those are, you know, nice Hockey East wins. They played tight against Providence. They beat Dartmouth in a non-conference game. They also played Quinnipiac. As we recall, Maine went to Quinnipiac to take on the defending national champs. They beat Quinnipiac as well. They split at home against them and won in overtime on night number two. They beat Boston University. They beat BU 6-4 earlier in the season. So New Hampshire has some big wins. They're a good team as well. This is a big Hockey East matchup. Maine, New Hampshire, some big Hockey East points on the line. This is, as we keep saying this year, it's like the old days at the Alpha, and this will be a big game on Friday night.
I hear that border battle is the biggest rivalry in college sports. Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Just send me the check when you get the chance.
We've trained you well.
And then Sunday, UConn, the Huskies come to town. That's a fun day all around. Also the day we'll do Skate with the Bears.
Yep, and that's the earliest face-off of the year at Alphon. That's a 5 p.m. face-off, so hopefully that's plenty of time for families to come and watch that game and get the opportunity to skate on the Alphon ice after the game with the players who always come out and meet and greet. And it's the first of three this year against UConn. That's one of the teams that Maine's going to play three times. They'll play two more in Hartford later on. But UConn, right now, they've got 5 wins, 8 losses, and 1 tie. So this will be a big game for them. They split with Merrimack. They split with Vermont. They split with Lowell in league play so far this year. So these are big points for the Huskies of UConn as they look to stay in the mid-pack, if not try to work their way back up to the top of the pack in Hockey East. So they've got a lot to play for next Sunday.
And do we know for sure yet? Are they expecting that Nolan Renwick will be back by next week?
Last I heard, he was day-to-day. And, you know, when you're around the teams, you know when they say day-to-day and you see a player with a leg cast in a wheelchair, you know that's a lot of days. I've seen Nolan walking around. I'm not giving anything out that fans couldn't see if they went to the BU games. He was there with the team at BU. He was walking around in regular clothes, so he looks to be healthy. I think they're just making sure he's 100% ready to go. And with this weekend off, you could expect him back against New Hampshire. And, you know, he's a great player. He's got a lot of size. He plays on the penalty kill. So he's an important member of this Black Bear hockey team with just his strength and his size and his ability as a centerman to win puck possessions, and I just mentioned the penalty kill too. So hopefully he's back. He's worked hard to really improve his game every offseason since he's been in Orono. He's a junior. He's got a lot of experience. So I'm hoping he's back for UNH, but I don't have anything official to share other than looks to be relatively healthy to me.
Well, John, we appreciate it. As always, we'll be checking in with you again next Friday. Enjoy the weekend off. Now, is the Shields family rink operational yet?
It is out there, year number 4. It's got water, which is now ice. We need a couple really, really cold days in a row. It's supposed to get down to 17 tonight. Anything in the teens is good. No, we haven't taken the first skate yet, but I would love to skate here before the month of December. If we can get one in before December, that's always a bonus.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you on all of that. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Appreciate you squeezing us in here on a Black Friday. We'll talk with you again next week as we get ready for those two games next weekend.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you soon.
You got it. John Shields, it's the voice of Black Bear Hockey. He's the voice, not it's. He's the voice of Maine Hockey on the Black Bear Sports Network. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you throughout the week here on Downtown by Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.